Welcome to Wise Words with Dan, filled with inspiration, guidance, stories, and helping raise awareness so that you listeners can take away something from this podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you for listening to Wise Words with Dan. Hey guys, and welcome back to another edition of Wise Words with Dan. It's been some time. It's been a long, long time. But Renee finally returns to my podcast as her and I discuss a few different things. She talks about what's been going on in her life since she's last come on the show. Me and her, we discuss post-COVID, how everyone's feeling after COVID, and how everyone is adapting in 2022. We talk about a bit about relationships, we talk about the do's and don'ts when it comes to being on a first date, as well as Renee and myself, we talk about our own personal love lives and what's happening in our love life, I should say. And yeah, guys, we talk a bit about mental health as well. So we talk about a range of different things. And yeah, so guys, sit back and enjoy because you will really love this podcast. Enjoy.
You're welcome, Renee. You're welcome. How's life been treating you?
Well, how are you? You always ask me, how are you going? It's been a long while since I've been on.
I know. It's been a minute. I've been good. I've just been working a lot. Haven't had much time to do a lot of episodes on my podcast, so it's good that I'm starting to make a bit more time for it now. How you been? What's been going on in your life, I should say?
Good. God, I'm not prepared for this podcast at all.
Mate, we're on it now. People are listening. I know because, a lot of the podcasts that we've done, me and you, in the past, a lot of people have liked... a lot of people have said you're very wise.
Well, so are you, hence the what people have said that about me.
Yeah, like some of your advice that you give is like really spot on when it comes in terms of relationships. And I think because you've been through a lot,
I've been through every scenario you could possibly think of, and sometimes like I like to give you advice and you're like, oh, wow, I didn't think of it like that. And, like, I think you're thinking patterns as well. And sometimes you wake me up on certain situations in my life and, it's just life isn't easy and it has all these twists and turns. And it's crazy on what the universe does. Originally, like you think you're going one way and then a scenario or situation happens and you're going a totally different way. And it's about just going with the flow and accepting what happens in life and living every moment like it's your last day here. I've met amazing people along my journey and I'm still meeting amazing people on my journey, and it's amazing on their life journeys and what they've taught me throughout everything. And I'm super grateful to have that opportunity on meeting such amazing people on my path and gathering all that information and putting that into my life. And I know post-COVID and post-COVID rush, like everyone's traveling and I'm in the travel industry myself, and everyone is anxious, everyone's on edge, no one wants to wait anymore. I feel as a whole we're all anxious beings, or are suffering in one way or another, and people don't know how to calm down the nervous system or where to turn. And I'm happy to unpack a couple of those things. Well, how are you feeling post-COVID, Dan, like post-COVID lockdowns and everything?
I'm feeling okay. Like, I'm feeling everything's starting to feel back to normal.
People around you? How are you feeling people around you as a whole?
I mean, I feel like I do find people that are still on edge a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I mean, like, I think, I know we've gotten through lockdown. I know we've gotten through COVID. But now we're into winter and, you know, this influenza is going around. So I think people are still a bit anxious and wary about trying not to get sick. And so I feel like the fear of COVID or the fear of just getting sick in general is still around, even at my workplace especially.
Yeah.
Because they always tell us, oh, make sure to sanitize wherever you go, and then this and that. So, yeah, I mean, I still think we are still processing and adapting up to after COVID.
Yeah, post COVID. Yeah.
To post COVID. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I feel like it's just I feel like the transitions. It's going to take a while for people to transition and to feel like everything's back to normal.
Also, you had COVID and I also had COVID. So post-COVID fatigue, also women's hormones can get out of whack, like TMI, too much information. But my cycle stopped for 2 months. Like, I freaked out. I went to my naturopath and I'm like, oh, this is happening. I suffered from a lot of brain fog, a lot of fatigue. I'm still recovering. Like, my body hasn't been the same since March, but I'm doing everything I can with the herbs and everything. And I think I just need to get out of the cold, like winter.
You're not a winter person. Like,
I'm not. So I'm going to defrost somewhere. I'm heading off in exactly like 48 hours. So I'm jetting out of here.
Tell people where you're heading.
I'm going to keep that to myself, I think.
Right. Well, you'll see it all on your Instagram.
maybe. Because that's another thing.
Let's just say you're heading to somewhere warmer.
Exactly. To defrost. A ski holiday, snowboarding holiday. No, that is not a holiday. Puts me into a toxic shock. I know I'm dramatizing things. But again, I feel like...
You're a summer baby. You're born in January. So
yeah, exactly. Exactly. And a lot of people can come to me and they're like, your brain is foggy. And you're not thinking clearly. And you're, like, I haven't been myself for a while. I've been put through difficult situations in my life and accepting those and trying to navigate my way through life, you know, getting heartbroken.
What are the biggest struggles that you've had to overcome this year?
Well, I told myself last year was a very, very hard year. I think for many people. But there's something about the number 22. Like, it's always been like a positive number for change. And as the new year rolled on, a lot of people reached out to me saying, oh, I hope you have a blessed year. I hope this year's good. This year's your year. I had a lot of well wishes for this year, which I haven't had previously ever in my life before, which is amazing. So 2022 is a healing year, I think, for everyone, but also for me, it's very healing, very reflective, for a year for everyone. And I told myself that this year is going to be my year, and I'm going to take what I've learned in my stride, and change some certain things and view the world more in a positive mindset. I've learned through people that I've met along my journey, and you know, they say to me, like, live every day like it's your last day. in life, take risks. And I've recently been put in a situation where my walls are completely up, and for me to trust someone all over again, it takes a lot of courage and a lot of you got to be independent and strong within yourself and in your stride. And in life, if you don't tune into intuition and go with what you feel is right, then you're always going to think what if all the time, and you just have to do what's in alignment and what feels in alignment for you. Otherwise, you're always going to be questioning.
I've got a two-part question for you.
Okay.
So what's the best piece of advice anyone has ever given you and that's resonated with you to this day and you've wholeheartedly taken it on board? That's the first part of the question. The second part of the question is, look, I mean, you've gone through a lot when it comes to relationships. You know, you've been through the heartaches, you've been through the highs, you've been through the lows of it all. And what's the best piece of advice you could give to anyone that's going through a rough patch in a relationship? So yeah, that's a two part question.
Okay. Yeah. Well, first part is like to take risks. If you don't take risks, there's no reward. So always wear your heart on your sleeve, even though, like, I'd rather feel everything than not feel anything at all.
Yeah.
The second part is, you know, tune into your intuition. I know everyone outsources themselves on what do you do in this scenario? You know, you reach out to everyone. And I've learned, I used to be that person. I used to talk to everyone. But of recently, I've been holding my cards close to my chest, and then going inwards on what feels in alignment for you, because you only know deep down, you know the answers. If something doesn't align with you or feel 100% real in your alignment, then something's off. It's not going to work. It's always going to be an imbalance. But if you wholeheartedly close your eyes and put your hand on your heart and ask yourself those deep questions, and something always comes up or something doesn't feel right, then that's your answer. Always go within and stop reaching out, because everyone else is going to have a different opinion and it can mess with what you truly want. And you should go after what you want rather than everyone else's opinion. You know, you have your one life to live.
Yeah.
Live it. Because life is so delicate.
It is. Do you feel you're lucky or in a happier place now?
I do. To be honest, I have a lot of brain fog. Like, I do have a lot of brain fatigue. Like, I can't think clearly. I can't make decisions clearly. I can't really focus. I've got a lot of brain fog to clear up. And I'm lucky the universe gave me an opportunity. I've got annual leave coming up. So I think social media adds to fatigue. On your phone 24/7 adds to fatigue. Like,
so you're feeling overwhelmed.
And work pressures and trying to fit everything in, as well as your personal life, trying to figure everything else out. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Because so, you live a very busy life. You're working 24/7, plus, you know, I mean, you've got your personal life, you've got your family life as well as your own dating life. I mean, you've really hadn't had time to really take a step back and have a break this year, really, have you?
No.
So I think it's a good opportunity now, because you said you're going away for a week, is it?
Yeah.
I think the important thing is, like, everyone needs some downtime. You know, I feel like everyone needs a break. I think it's always good to take a step back every now and again.
Yeah, so I'm just putting my message out there. If you're feeling lost or fatigued or overwhelmed, just take that time. Yeah. Take that time that you need.
To recharge.
And I know I've got things in place that I'm going to do to reset the clock and clear the brain fog and come back as a whole different new person.
What's your goal for 2022?
Oh, that's juicy. I was not expecting that. goal is just to be content and happy, and supported, and just feeling like my cup's filled up, like all around me, like everything's in flow, everything's in harmony, everything's in balance, yin and yang, like just flowing with life, harmonizing with life, and just, you know, everyone getting along.
Do you feel like you get along with a lot of people or not really?
I think I do. Like, I don't think there's a bad bone in my body.
Yeah. If say work colleagues or people that you see every day, there's that one person in that say that you don't get along with.
No.
You always have your indifferences.
Well, but I like to get along. I like to be friends with everyone. I like to get along with everyone. I think the world needs that. I think the world needs more kind, understanding, compassionate humans.
Definitely.
So I like to play in that role.
I guess I'm like that too. Like, I'm the type of person like yourself. I like to get along with everyone. I don't like to have any bad blood. I like to always. I like to gel with everyone, even if someone's completely opposite to me, even if someone believes in totally different things than what I believe in. I like to do my best to get along with that person because life's too short to hold grudges.
Life's way too short for that. So I want to throw a spanner in the works for you, Dan, and ask you a question.
Go for it.
How's your love life?
My love life. Well, it's going all right. It's going all right. Look, I think for the first time in a long time.
Are you truly happy, Dan?
Well, I'm back out in the dating scene again, which I'm really happy about. It's been a long time coming. I've been out of whack with the dating scene for quite some time. So, I've been seeing this girl every now and again, went on a couple of dates so far. It's been pretty good. I've gelled with her. Quite well. Look, I'm just taking it bit by bit, see how it goes, see where it takes me.
Okay, so what are your three qualities in a relationship that aligns with you?
My honesty.
Mm-hmm.
Trust.
Mm-hmm.
And communication.
Beautiful.
I feel like communication absolutely
is big.
Is a huge, huge thing.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think people underestimate how valuable communication is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, especially with men, and I think I've talked about in the past, women are more open than men.
Mm-hmm.
Men, if they're having a bad day or if something's bothering them, they don't like to talk about it. And whereas women, they'll talk about anything and everything.
Yes.
And I think, especially when it comes to relationships, men don't like to feel vulnerable. I'm not saying all men are like that, but I think most men are. They don't like to feel vulnerable. I know I've been like that at times. They don't like to feel vulnerable in opening up about what's bothering them a lot of the time. And I feel like that needs to change in order to bring more trust into a relationship. And
110%. You need that yin and yang, and you need that safe, comfortable space to do so.
Because let me tell you, women, they're sharp. They have very good intuition. They know when you're feeling off.
Oh, yes, we do. But sometimes we say things without thinking. And sometimes I have come on the podcast and said way too much than I should have.
Mm.
Like, put people down in a negative light. And I don't mean to do that at all.
But your honesty is good sometimes.
It's how I felt at the time. But there's a line. Sometimes people can cross that boundary, and it's about being aware of those situations and stop playing the victim and start owning up to behaviors on certain things.
Yeah, yeah. Now that's very true. It's very, very true. Me talking a little bit about my dating life, it's got me thinking.
Yes.
When it comes to a first date.
Yeah. Oh God.
I want to ask you because you're very good when it comes to this. I mean, you've had a lot of experience.
Jeez, Daniel.
I mean, in a good way. I mean, in the best possible. What are the pros? What are the do's and don'ts for guys on a first date? Let's start.
I think I should write a book.
Because dating scene.
Guys, yeah. Piece of advice. Don't get touchy-feely on a first date.
Really?
No. There's a line of respect and people cross that line. Be nice, be respectful, listen. Because women like to talk, we like to get things off our chests, which you may have experienced yourself, Dan.
That's a good point because my first date in a while was a couple of weeks ago with this woman that I'm still seeing now.
Go on.
she was constantly talking. And by the end of that day, I didn't even get much of a word in.
Yeah, I mean, you come to me panicking, going, Oh my God.
And I'm like, I didn't even say much on this.
What did I say to you, Dan?
Because I was worried she wasn't going to like me because I wasn't talking that much.
Yeah.
And the only reason I wasn't talking that much is because she was talking about everything that was going on in her life. And I'm like, did I just screw up the date by just...
And not... I was like, absolutely not. We love that.
So women, they like guys to just listen to them on the first
date. Listen, be supportive, and don't cross any boundaries.
What
be respectful.
Yeah.
Be a gentleman. Full stop.
Yeah. Is it always good for a guy to pay for the woman's meal?
Personally, I think yes. It can't, I'm a very traditional girl, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's expected with most guys. You should always pay for your woman on the first date.
You're cute, Danny.
Actually, there was this one time where I tried to pay for a girl's meal this was the first date that I've been on with that woman, and I tried to pay for her meal and she absolutely wouldn't let me.
That's nice. Well, so sometimes a bit of a twist is nice.
Yeah, yeah, so I think some women out there don't like to be paid for on the first date. They like to pay for their own meal, which is completely fine, but I think it's always nice for a guy to offer to pay for that meal on the first day. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an interesting one. Isn't it depending on the vibe? I mean, if you have a solid vibe with that person on the first day, sometimes things can be a little bit touchy and feely, can't it?
Yes, but without crossing that line.
What's the line that you
think? I don't want to get into it. I don't think it's my... I'm not ready at this moment to say.
Can you... Kissing on the first date, is that allowed?
Kissing is okay, but anything other than... It's too much.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's too full on.
I mean, really, the first date's all about just getting to know the person, really.
Absolutely. The vibe, the energy.
If you have really good chemistry with someone on the first date, there can be kissing involved. You know, there can be.
There's no right or wrong, but also just do what feels right and making sure that they respect your boundaries.
Exactly. Yeah, I couldn't have said that better myself. Yeah. Now I want to put the question back on you. How's your love life going?
Oh, girl. Again, I'm holding all my cards close to my chest, honestly. If you would have told me what's happened right now 6 months ago, I would have laughed in your face, because people used to say, oh, this person will come back into your life, yada, yada, yada. And I used to laugh it off going, absolutely no way. There is no way. There is no way. So long story short, I moved on. I started to move on. I did form a connection with someone else. It was real. It was something that I've never experienced ever before. And then when it came to the decision to make it official or not, that person couldn't give me a solid yes or a no. So I'd rather be by myself if someone's not going to give me the answer that I feel like I deserve. And then, you know, I had that time to myself after that situationship, I should call, ended. And I was feeling a bit heartbroken and a bit lost. And
did you blame yourself?
I no, because I did everything I could. I'm like, if this person, like, doesn't want to be with me, then that's on them. It's not me. I've done everything I could.
Yeah, of course.
And then the universe, just once you think one door's closed, something else just comes back into your lap. And I'm a firm believer that things happen for a reason. Even though you're scared or unsure or you're confused or you have nightmares and you worry about certain things.
So there's someone else that's come back into your life?
Yourself? Yeah. Yeah. And
are you happy now?
I am. I'm still in shock. It's been a couple of months now, but I'm still in shock.
So it's someone that you've dated before that's returned back in your life?
Yes.
And you're telling me a while ago that you never thought this would ever happen.
Absolutely not. I'm telling you right now, if someone would have told me 6 months ago that this would happen, I would say, no way. I'll put my life savings on that this would never happen. But life and the universe works in mysterious ways.
Yeah. With this person coming back into your life, are things different than what they were before?
Oh, yeah. The energy field's completely different.
In what way?
Oh, it's just, you know, people on both parties don't want to see us both upset because we both had a very intense separation. So on both parties, we have a lot of family and friends, like, around us that are both worried about us. Yep. And
that want you guys to hopefully, you know,
yeah, like, they don't want us both to get hurt. And yeah.
Do you feel like there's a lot of people? Are you afraid that people will judge?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, coming back to saying that, like, you've only got one life to live.
Can I ask Rennie, why are you feeling emotional?
Because people, like,
I'm Dr. Phil. This is why I feel.
I wasn't expecting to, like, get teary on this. Like, as much as people are worried for him, I'm with them, and I just want, like, my friends and family stuff not to worry about me because I know I'm strong. I've been through enough. So I know that I will always be okay. But also almost said his name for the other party. So, like, I worry about him and how he feels, and I want either of us and just accept us for who we are.
So you're worried about his side of things?
I think there's a lot of fear and worry, and I think that's just life. I think there's moments of happiness and feeling, you know, with flow with life, then you've got the fear and anxiety, and then you also have, yeah, it's just the flow of life. And I know we're just going through this journey together, and I know that if we can get through this, we can get through anything.
No, yeah. That's well said. That's well said. And I think it's important, man, not to allow people to judge you guys on relationship on your connection on being back. Because at the end of the day, people will have their opinions. And I think a lot of people are only having their opinions because they're coming out of a place of love, and they just want you guys to be happy.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, like you said, you're strong enough. You know what you're doing. You know that this time things could be different with this person that's back into your life. And you know, I think life's about taking chances sometimes. And
got to risk it for the biscuit.
Exactly. And the most important thing is, are you happy right now with this person?
I am.
If you're happy and he's happy, then, you know, who are people to say, to criticize you guys, you know? Who are people to judge, you know? If you're happy, then that's all that matters.
That's it. And I hope you're happy too, Dan, because you deserve all the happiness in the world. Any girl that gets to date you is the luckiest girl, honestly.
Oh, you're just saying that.
No. Words of wisdom. He's very knowledgeable with what he's saying. I feel like you've lived many lives before, and I hope we chat soon.
I've lived many lives.
I think it's time for me to go to bed.
No, it's good because, you know, me and you, we I think in the past, you know, we're very spiritual people in certain senses. Like, we believe in past lives and all that stuff. And me and you actually saw a psychic once, didn't we?
Oh, that was so fun. We have to do that again.
And, yeah, it was pretty surreal. I mean, I've had a psychic on my podcast as well, not quite a while ago. But, yeah. I'm very open in that space. I do believe people do have past lives. I do believe that I am open to reincarnation. I do believe people come back in certain forms in life. I mean.
I think maybe. That's a whole nother podcast.
Dan. I think I'm going off topic here.
Well, I'll.
Okay, so we've discussed our New Year's. We've discussed 2022, and the changes that have occurred. We've discussed a bit about our love lives. We discussed about your goals for 2022. My goal is still the same. I think it's trying to lose weight. I say that all the time.
How's the gym, Dan?
I know. I still need to book that gym appointment. I still need to get that.
Am I going to go to December and say, how's the gym going?
Literally. I know, I had this whole goal at the start of the year. I'm like, I'm going to start walking every day.
He actually filmed it on YouTube, guys. And previous podcasts as well.
Yeah, I actually did a YouTube video just about what I'm gonna about me wanting to lose weight. Okay. And it never came into fruition.
This is too much. Now
I'm putting my foot down.
Okay. I'll see it when I believe. I mean,
you'll see it.
I'll believe it when I see it.
You believe it when you see it. Yep. Okay. Besides that, I think it's important, like you elaborated earlier, it's important that we live our best lives. It's important that, you know, we cherish each day because we don't know when it's going to be our last day. And I did a podcast a little bit ago, Ren, talking about the mindset, because a lot of people, I think during COVID and after COVID, have suffered through mental health.
Oh, absolutely. And that's a whole nother podcast as well.
We can touch on that. We can do a whole nother episode on that. And because you told me before, you know, you've gone through the highs and lows of COVID and it has impacted you a little bit in terms of your mental health. What's kept you mentally strong? What's pushed you through it?
The gym?
Yeah.
Honestly, life-changing.
What does it do to your mental health when you work out?
I can't. Just do it and you'll know. Keep hydrated and book in acupuncture and take your herbs. Full stop. Look after your cycles and be in touch and be in flow with your bodies and take that responsibility on yourselves as well to make those changes. Yeah. That's it. That's my secret.
And that's improved your mental health?
Oh, yeah. God, yeah.
Yeah.
The gym's helped me through pretty much everything.
So I think working out...
It's a healing space for me. So I can't even explain it.
What's your timeout place? What's your place that you like to go?
Ocean.
That gives you a sense of that. Being by the ocean, how does that make you feel?
Well, I think there is a documentary of what the ocean water does, the salt, just being around it.
Really?
When you swim and everything, it helps to change your microbiome. The full magnesium and everything totally relaxes the body.
Oh, I did not know that.
I don't think I can even swim where I go because apparently there's crocodiles in the water.
Where? In Cronulla?
No, not in Cronulla. Where I'm going.
Oh, where you're going
to. You should title this podcast
I was going to say there's no crocodiles in Cronulla. I mean, you'll see sharks probably, but not crocodiles. But because you're heading up north, you might see crocodiles. But yeah. Hello, Ren. I think Ren's cut out, but I think we'll wrap this podcast up today. Thank you, Ren, for coming on to another edition of Wise Words with Stan. It's always good seeing her. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you guys really enjoyed today's episode. And until next time, have a good week, guys. Take care.